This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, and draw close to God. And today we come to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we start at verse 1. It says this: As Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings. But he responded, "Do you see all these buildings? I tell you the truth. They will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of the other." Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will all of this happen? What sign will signal your return and the end of the world?" Jesus said, "Don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear wars and threats of wars. But don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world. But all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then the end will come." Beloved, Jesus is being so amazing here. He's warning his disciples. They're speaking to him privately, but he is warning his disciples. And through his word, he is warning us. And that warning is done with such love because he loves his disciples so much, and he loves you so much. His word continues to tell us. So these are warnings for you. Warnings for you to know that there are many, not a few, but many, who come in the name of Jesus to try and, if you will, lead you away, take you on the wrong pathway. I have been in churches and heard churches where things are so wrong. Things are so wrong. Listen. If someone brings you a prophetic word, it has to line up in Scripture. And today's Hour One Nugget is to make sure you're not being led astray. It's to make sure you're not being led up the garden path. I've actually heard a preacher, a very well-known preacher, preaching on a scripture and putting a full stop in the middle of that scripture. And my point to you is this: when you look at that scripture and you look at it with a full stop in the middle of it, it changes the whole sense of the verse. You have to continue and read the verse to the very end. Here's an example. If you go to Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1, in fact, let's do that. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1. And Paul says this: So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. But the point is, if you go to another version, it will say, now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ and are called according to his purpose for their lives. They mean different things. So when that happens, it's best to go back to the original Greek to have a look at it, to the original text to check it out, to see what Jesus, or rather Paul through Jesus, or Jesus through Paul, should I say, is actually saying. You cannot live on a piece of scripture that doesn't hold up with what you believe. So if you believe one thing and it doesn't line up in scripture, it's not right. It is not right. Jesus was on the cross at Calvary, and he had a thief on his left side and a thief on his right side, and one of them said to him, Lord, remember me when you come to your paradise. And Jesus said this: I tell you this today, you will be with me in paradise. And if you look at that scripture and you move the comma, so it says, I tell you this, comma, you will be with me in paradise. Or you do this, I tell you this today, comma, you will be with me in paradise. Both mean totally different things. And that is why we must study the Word of God. I tell you this today means you'll be with me in paradise at some time. I tell you this, today you will be with me in paradise means that that thief will be with the Lord in paradise that day. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that is why we need to study scripture. That is why we need to be under the feet of some amazing Bible teachers. Teachers that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection. Teachers that read the Word of God as it is supposed to be read. Teachers who don't lead you down a different pathway, but take you to glory. Teachers who preach about the cross, who preach about hell, because these are subjects we need to know about. Teachers who bring you the gospel. And as you listen to what this teacher is saying, because of God's Holy Spirit and because of his power in your life, you can discern. And that is why he's given you discernment, so that you won't be led down the garden path. Let's go back to Matthew, the 24th chapter, because I want to say this as well. Jesus talks about the elect. And I love that so much, because he's already said, if you've noticed, he's already said many will be deceived, many will turn away, many will go cold. He keeps using the words many, 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 many. If you go to verse 26, it says this, "So if someone tells you, 'Look, the Messiah is out in the desert,' don't bother to go and look. Or 'Look, he is hiding here,' don't believe it. For as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near." Oh, Lord God, you are wonderful. Father, you are so wonderful. And we love you so much. We love you with all of our hearts, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you have sent your Holy Spirit for us to discern the truth. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, increase our discernment. For Lord God, we do not want to be deceived. Lord, we don't want to go down that wrong pathway. Father, we do not want to be one of the many. Lord, we are gathered before you now, and we declare to you in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to be the elect. We want to be those that don't fail. And I pray in Jesus' name, for our own sakes, that you turn up the discernment, Lord. Father, I believe as I am talking, there is someone listening to this broadcast, to this podcast, that now knows that they are at the wrong church because they're not being taught the way they should be. They're in the wrong place, Father. And now they're convinced because of your discernment. Lord God, we give you glory. And I pray for that person now, in Jesus' name, that you would draw them to the place you want them to be. Father, if it's to draw them toward Worship Radio 247, that they would be mightily blessed, and their discernment would say that the Word of God comes from you and not from me. It comes via your Holy Spirit. I pray for your anointing on your beloved. I pray that as you anoint, you increase the discernment. Father, let them have this as a symbol. If they don't feel peace in the assembly, in the ecclesia where they are right now, I pray in Jesus' name, you would show it to them. And Father, I pray that when they get to the place where they're supposed to be, as soon as they walk through the door, Lord, they would feel your peace. A peace that passes all understanding. Lord, as you know, there's a tiny church I pray at and I preach at in Scotland, In East Kilbride, called the Logos Church, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that I continue to feel that peace. Father, draw the people in so they can be taught the way they need to be taught. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. If you want more discernment in your life, beloved, I need you to say yes. Just say that word, yes, out loud. Say it again. Yes. And yes. Amen.